Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
So in healing school, and we know this, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So in healing school, before we pray for our healing and receive it, we build our faith with the Word of God. So let's go over some scriptures. Doing the Word of God will give you long life. It will help you in living long, and doing the Word of God will make life worth living. So Word people, we just are blessed. That's all you, those of you who learn to read the Word, study the Word, take the Word, act on the Word, expect to be healed, expect to live long, expect to prosper. That's the blessing working, amen. We're blessed, church. Glory to God. Now we don't want to forget it. Now, we can't undo that blessing by being negative and talking negative. And because out of our mouth, our heart speaks. So to get your mouth right, you got to get your heart right. To get your mouth right and saying positive, good things that agree with the Word and the blessing, you got to put the eye of the Word in your eyes and ears so it can get down in your heart and talk to you. Glory to God. It's a great thing to be a Word person. Hallelujah. You're either going to be a Word person or an unbelief person, because you can't be a Word person in unbelief. Amen? So we're Word people. And we feed on the Word. We, you and me, we spend time in the Word. We know what the Word says, but we read it over and over and over and over. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Peter 3. Finally, all of you should be, this is amplified, one of one and the same mind, united in spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other as brethren of one household, compassionate, courteous, tender-hearted, and humble. Now that right there is just the one good scripture about how to live long and live strong and live well. Live in peace and blessing. Be a blessing. Never return evil for evil. Or insult for insult. Scolding, tongue lashing, berating. But on the contrary, blessing. Somebody says something bad about you, bless them. Pray for their welfare and happiness and protection. You say, oh, I don't want to do that. You don't know what they did to me. Well, I know what they're doing to you now. They're messing you up because now you're in unforgiveness. If somebody says something ugly about you, forgive them. If somebody says something ugly to you, forgive them. Just bless them and say, Lord, bless them and help them. I take no account. Here's a good thing to remember. I take no account of the evil done to me. What happens when you're a quick forgiver? You go free. You don't have to think about it anymore. It's a done thing as far as you're concerned. I've forgiven them. Lord, help them. I pray for their welfare. Help them. Reveal yourself to them. And so just didn't walk away. And there you are, free. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to get depressed about it. You don't have to get mad about it. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult. Scolding, tongue lashing, berating. But on the contrary, blessing and praying for their welfare, happiness and protection, and truly pitying and loving them. For know that to this you have been called. We are forgivers. You know, if there are things in your life, you might be holding something back. Something happened to you years and years ago. It could be a really bad thing. And you've held that person in unforgiveness. As long as you hold that person in unforgiveness, he's holding you in a bad place. Let him out. Let her out. Forgive him. Forgive. Here's the only time you have to forgive. Forgive if you have aught against any. Anything. Against anybody, forgive it, write it off, bless them, and go forward. Hallelujah. That you yourselves, here's what happens, that you yourselves may inherit a blessing from God, and that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. Isn't that amazing that forgiving someone else brings you blessing, welfare, happiness, and protection? And protection's in there, so it seems to me that it could be said that if you hold things against somebody, you're damaging your protective shield. says that. Let him who wants to enjoy life, this is you and me, church. Let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days, that would be me, keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from guile. I want to enjoy life and see good days, don't you? So it makes a difference what we say. We walk in love. If we'll keep our commandment of walking in love, we'll be in a good place all the days of our long life. Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it, and let him do right. Let him search for peace. And then I skip down to the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. This has to do with having your prayers answered. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppose them, to frustrate, and to defeat them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on to 16, it says, and see to it that your conscience... Well, let's read what it says here. But in your heart set Christ apart as holy, in verse 15. Acknowledge him as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope that is in you. But do it courteously and peacefully. And see to it that your conscience is entirely clear, unimpaired, so that when you're falsely accused as evildoers, those who threaten you abusively and revile your right behavior in Christ may come to be ashamed of slandering your good name. So all of that could be covered by walking in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love what? Love does something. Love conquers. I don't, I've forgotten exactly the word now. But love conquers. And that would be, if you'll meditate on the Amplified there in 1 Corinthians 13 about love, and get it really fixed in your being, it'll help you not to be offended when people say things or do things. If we're quick to forgive, we stay free. If somebody says something to you, it's just a little tacky, say, you don't have to say anything out loud, but just smile, and then the inside say, I take no account of that. I forgive that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're walking in love. Amen. And that's the best place to be. Hallelujah. Love. No, love prevails. Over all things. Glory to God. Let's see. Psalm 33. Behold, the Lord's eyes is upon those who fear him, who revere and worship him, who wait for him and hope in his mercy and loving kindness, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. That's big. To deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Our inner selves wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For in him does our heart rejoice, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy and loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion to our waiting and hoping in you. Now, the depth of your protection has to do with the depth of your perception of what God has offered you in protection. Amen. If you don't pay any attention to to what his word says about keeping you safe and keeping you in the shadow of under the shadow of the Almighty, no power can withstand that. Then you're a little lax in that area. But get the 91st Psalm in your heart. Get other scriptures in your heart about your protection, and don't let any fear in. But you got to have faith. You got to have faith in the word to combat fear. So we don't have any fear of sickness and disease. We don't have any fear of bad things happening. But we do believe God. We pray and we believe God. We believe that we're protected. We live in the 91st Psalm. Hallelujah. What man, in 34:12, what man desires life and longs for many days that he may see good? Here's how it goes. 13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Now, if you want to live long and see many days that are good, here's what you do. Keep your tongue from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. seek, inquire for, and crave peace, and pursue and go after it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry.
If fear comes on us or something, we take authority over it, over the fear and over the situation that brought the fear. We say, no, you're not doing that. You're not coming here, devil. No, you're not. Like if we hear there's a sickness going around, people are having this terrible sickness, and it's an epidemic. Well, I talk back to the TV. You should talk back to your television, your news, and say, no, you're not coming here. No, flu, you're not coming here in the name of Jesus. We've been healed and redeemed from flu. We'll not have the flu. I'll never have the flu. Guess what? I've never had the flu. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not since I've been an adult and known the word. Hallelujah. So we have to be active. We have to be persistent with our faith. We can't talk negative and talk like the world talks, act like the world acts, and expect to have freedom from the curse. Bad things coming on us. But we've been redeemed from the curse, and if we'll walk in our redemption in the Word of God, we can live healed and live strong. Amen. Glory to God. So the healing, divine health, is given to us, and we walk by the Word. We act on the Word. He heals all of our diseases. But the Lord did tell Israel when he gave them the blessing and the curse, he did tell them what to eat and what not to eat. So there were things they were supposed to do. And we know that there are things that are done, can be done to impair our health and to cut our life short. So what do? Well, we don't do those things if we don't want to die early. And then Isaiah, we're going to use this scripture in our receiving this morning. This is a key scripture for you in your healing. When you need healing, go to the blessing and the curse. And then we're going to pray and we're going to believe God. Surely he has borne our griefs, talking about Jesus. This is a work that he's done already. He has borne our griefs, and in parentheses in the Amplified it says sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and punishment of pain. And yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted with God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. And the chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And here's the word right here. With the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. We are healed. Jesus bore the curse of everything for us, and he bore the curse of sickness and disease for us by his stripes. So when sickness tries to come on you, and it says in the next verse, all we like sheep have gone astray and have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has made to light upon him, Jesus, the guilt and iniquity of us all. So that's how we got saved. That's how we got born again. Jesus bore the curse of sin for us, and so we can receive him as Lord and Savior and be born over, have our spirit man born over again from death into life. Glory to God. How many of you can testify that you had a marvelous change in your life when you made Jesus the Lord of your life? Glory to God. Now, where would you find that many people that would lie on one day? You couldn't do it. It's the truth. It is the truth. It changes you on the inside. And then as you're changed on the inside, you go to the Word of God and let it renew your mind and tell you what to think and how to think and what to do. And then you can begin to hear from your spirit, listen to your spirit. If you're, you know, in business, in purchasing something and driving to work, if you listen to the Lord to give you that inward witness, he might sometimes just say, don't go that way, go this way. Well, go that way. Be listening all the time for your spirit. Your spirit, especially if you've been indwelt by the Holy Spirit, if you receive the Holy Spirit inside, which you certainly need to do, it's like wearing britches with only one leg if you don't have the Holy Spirit. That's a deep thought. I never have had that thought before. But see, it'd be really hard to do anything, to get around. and you don't have any help. But he's our helper. He's our comforter. He's our standby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Spirit of God will come and live in us to talk to us and teach us. Oh, it's a great plan. So if you've never received that, well, you want to do it. You say, well, I don't know. I think those people that receive the Holy Spirit like that, they're kind of fanatics. Yeah, we are. We are. Man, are we fanatics. But we're happy fanatics. We're prosperous fanatics. We're healed fanatics. That's why we're so fanatical. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. So if you've never made Jesus the Lord before, well, you want to do that today when we pray. So what else do we want to talk about? Well, all the sicknesses and diseases are under the curse. Galatians 3 says we've been redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. We're out of poverty. That was part of the curse. So we're rich. We're healed. Sickness was under the curse. We're healed. We're blessed. Glory to God. All is well. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And under that curse in Deuteronomy 26:61 in the Amplified, it says, every sickness and every disease is under that curse. They can't come up with anything new that's not under that curse. Every sickness and every disease. Remember, if you get a bad report, which I believe you won't, but if you did, remember the moment you hear that report, that's under the curse. That's under the curse. I'm under the blessing. I've been redeemed from the curse. Glory to God. And if you hear something going around, say, that's under the curse. I'm not under the curse. I'm under the blessing. Thank God I'll never have the flu. Thank God I'll never have that. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Learn to, if you're going to watch the news, talk back to it. You have to say, no, you're not coming here. No, we'll not have that. No, talk back to it. Say, no, don't take it. Some people say, you know, they hear there's a flu epidemic. And then the first thing that happens, they don't know anything about God and the Word. They'll think, oh, I hope I don't get the flu. I had it last year and the year before, and it was tough. Man, it was bad. I don't want the flu. Oh, so what happens now? Fear. What happens when fear takes over? Fear draws the curse to you. But when a believer hears that about the flu going around, when I hear it, I say, well, I'll not have the flu. It won't come on my house. It won't come on my family. It won't come on me. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm healed. I'm healed. What did I do? I just took my flu shot right there. Zap! You're not coming on me. I'll not have it. It's flu season. Commercial after commercial, you know. Talk back to that television. Tell it, no. You're not coming here. I've been healed and redeemed. Don't let fear ever end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. We want to live in divine health.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.